Numbers 15, 17 through 16, 40. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, When you enter the land where I am bringing you, then it shall be, that when you eat from the food of the land, you shall lift up an offering to the Lord. Of the first of your dough you shall lift up a loaf as an offering of the threshing floor, so you shall lift it up. From the first of your dough you shall give to the Lord an offering throughout your generations. But when you unintentionally do wrong and fail to comply with all these commandments which the Lord has spoken to Moses, that is, all that the Lord has commanded you through Moses from the day that the Lord gave commandments and onward, throughout your generations, then it shall be, if it is done unintentionally, without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one bull as a burnt offering, as a soothing aroma to the Lord, with its grain offering and its drink offering, according to the ordinance, and one male goat as a sin offering. Then the priest shall make atonement for all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and they will be forgiven, for it was an unintentional wrong, and they have brought their offering, an offering by fire to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord, for their unintentional wrong. So all the congregation of the sons of Israel will be forgiven, as well as the stranger who resides among them, for guilt was attributed to all the people through an unintentional wrong. Also, if one person sins unintentionally, then he shall offer a one-year-old female goat as a sin offering, and the priest shall make atonement before the Lord for the person who goes astray by an unintentional sin, making atonement for him, so that he may be forgiven. You shall have one law for the native among the sons of Israel, and for the stranger who resides among them, for one who does anything wrong unintentionally. But the person who does wrong defiantly, whether he is a native or a stranger, that one is blaspheming the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from among his people, since he has despised the word of the Lord and has broken his commandment. That person shall be completely cut off. His guilt will be on him. Now, while the sons of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering wood on the Sabbath day. And those who found him gathering wood brought him to Moses and Aaron, and to all the congregation. And they placed him in custody, because it had not been decided what should be done with him. Then the Lord said to Moses, "The man must be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp." So all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him to death with stones, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. The Lord also spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, and tell them that they shall make for themselves tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and that they shall put on the tassels of each corner a violet thread. It shall be a tassel for you, to look at, to remember all the commandments of the Lord, so that you will do them, and not follow your own heart and your own eyes, which led you to prostitute yourselves, so that you will remember and do all my commandments, and be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt, to be your God. I am the Lord your God." Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and on the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men, and they stood before Moses, together with some of the sons of Israel, 250 leaders of the congregation chosen in the assembly, men of renown. They assembled together against Moses and Aaron, and said to them, "You have gone far enough, for all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is in their midst. So why do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord? When Moses heard this, he fell on his face, and he spoke to Korah and all his group, saying, "Tomorrow morning the Lord will make known who is his, who is holy, and will bring that one near to himself. Indeed, the one whom he will choose, he will bring near to himself. Do this. Take censers for yourselves, Korah and your whole group, and put fire in them, and place incense upon them in the presence of the Lord tomorrow. And the man whom the Lord chooses shall be the one who is holy. You have gone far enough, you sons of Levi." Then Moses said to Korah, "Hear now, you sons of Levi, is it too small an honor for you that the God of Israel has singled you out from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to perform the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to minister to them, and that he has brought you near, Korah, and all your brothers, sons of Levi, with you? But are you seeking the priesthood as well? Therefore, you and your whole group are the ones gathered together against the Lord. But as for Aaron, who is he that you grumble against him?" Then Moses sent a summons to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab. But they said, "We will not come up. Is it not enough that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to have us die in the wilderness? But you would also appoint yourself as master over us? Indeed, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor have you given us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Would you gouge out the eyes of these men? We will not come up." Then Moses became very angry and said to the Lord, "Pay no attention to their offering. I have not taken a single donkey from them, nor have I done harm to any of them." Moses said to Korah, "You and all your group be present before the Lord, you and they along with Aaron. And each of you take his censer and put incense on it, and each of you bring his censer before the Lord, 250 censers. Also you and Aaron shall bring his censer." So they took each one his own censer and put fire on it and placed incense on it. And they stood at the entrance of the tent of meeting with Moses and Aaron. So Korah assembled all the congregation against them at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the congregation. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "Separate yourselves from among this congregation, so that I may consume them instantly." But they fell on their faces and said, "God, God of the spirits of humanity, when one person sins, will you be angry with the entire congregation?" Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the congregation, saying, get away from the areas around the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram." Then Moses arose and went to Dathan and Abiram, with the elders of Israel following him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, "Get away now from the tents of these wicked men, and do not touch anything that belongs to them, or you will be swept away in all their sin." So they moved away from the areas around the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the entrances of their tents, along with their wives, their sons, and their little ones. Then Moses said, "By this you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these deeds, for it is not my doing. If these men die, the death of all mankind, or if they suffer the fate of all mankind, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord brings about an entirely new thing, and the ground opens its mouth and swallows them with everything that is theirs, and they descend alive into Sheol, then you will know that these men have been disrespectful to the Lord." And as he finished speaking all these words, the ground that was under them split open, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them, their households, and all the people who belonged to Korah with all their possessions. So they and all that belonged to them went down alive to Sheol, and the earth closed over them, and they perished from the midst of the assembly. Then all Israel who were around them fled at their outcry, for they said, "The earth might swallow us." Fire also came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering the incense. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Tell Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, that he shall pick up the censers from the midst of the burned area, because they are holy. And you are to scatter the burning coals further away. As for the censers of these men who have sinned at the cost of their own lives, have them made into hammered sheets as plating for the altar, since they did not present them before the Lord, and they are holy, and they shall serve as a sign to the sons of Israel." So the priest Eleazar took the bronze censers which the men who were burned had offered, and they hammered them out as plating for the altar, as a reminder to the sons of Israel, so that no layman, anyone who was not of the descendants of Aaron, would approach to burn incense before the Lord. Then he would not become like Korah and his group, just as the Lord had spoken to him through Moses. John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, not even one thing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not grasp it. A man came, one sent from God, and his name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. This was the true light that, coming into the world, enlightens every person. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not accept him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believed in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him, and called out, saying, "This was he whom I said, 'He who is coming after me has proved to be my superior, because he existed before me.' For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. God, the only Son, who is in the arms of the Father, he has explained him." This is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites to him from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And he confessed and did not deny. And this is what he confessed: "I am not the Christ." And so they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Tell us, so that we may give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one calling out in the wilderness, 'Make the way of the Lord straight,' as Isaiah the prophet said. And the messengers had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, and said to him, "Why then are you baptizing, if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize in water, but among you stands one whom you do not know. It is he who comes after me, of whom I am not worthy even to untie the strap of his sandal." These things took place in Bethany, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing people. The next day he saw Jesus coming to him, and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he in behalf of whom I said, 'After me is coming a man who has proved to be my superior, because he existed before me, and I did not recognize him. But so that he would be revealed to Israel, I came baptizing in water.' And John testified, saying, 'I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him, and I did not recognize him. But he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, 'He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." Again, the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked, and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned, and saw them following, and said to them, "What are you seeking?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother, Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which translated means Peter. The next day, he decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip, and Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses wrote in the law, and the prophets also wrote, Jesus, the son of Joseph, from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good be from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." 1 Corinthians 16. Now, concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so you are to do as well. On the first day of every week, each of you is to put aside and save as he may prosper, so that no collections need to be made when I come. When I arrive, whomever you approve, I will send them with letters to take your gift to Jerusalem, and if it is appropriate for me to go, also, they will go with me. But I will come to you after I go through Macedonia, for I am going through Macedonia, and perhaps I will stay with you, or even spend the winter, so that you may send me on my way wherever I go. For I do not want to see you just in passing, for I hope to remain with you for some time, if the Lord permits. But I will remain in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a wide door for effective service has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. Now if Timothy comes, see that he has no reason to be afraid while among you, for he is doing the Lord's work, as I also am. So do not look down on him, anyone, but send him on his way in peace, so that he may come to me, for I expect him with the brothers. Now concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly encouraged him to come to you with the brothers, and it was not at all his desire to come now, but he will come when he has the opportunity. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. All that you do must be done in love. Now I urge you, brothers and sisters, you know the household of Stephanas, that they are the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. I urge that you also be subject to such as these, and to everyone who helps in the works and labors. I rejoice over the coming of Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaeus, because they have supplied what was lacking on your part. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge such men. The churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Prisca greet you heartily in the Lord, with the church that is in their house. All the brothers and sisters greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The greeting is in my own hand, that of Paul. If anyone does not love the Lord, he is to be accursed. Maranatha, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. Proverbs 24:27-34. Prepare your work outside, and make it ready for yourself in the field. Afterward, then, build your house. Do not be a witness against your neighbor for no reason, and do not deceive with your lips. Do not say, "I shall do the same to him as he has done to me. I will repay the person according to his work." I passed by the field of a lazy one, and by the vineyard of a person lacking sense, and behold, it was completely overgrown with weeds. Its surface was covered with weeds, and its stone wall was broken down. When I saw, I reflected upon it. I looked and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then your poverty will come like a drifter, and your need like an armed man. Psalm 54. Save me, God, by your name, and vindicate me by your power. Hear my prayer, God. Listen to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen against me, and violent men have sought my life. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the sustainer of my soul. He will pay back the evil to my enemies. Destroy them in all your faithfulness. Willingly I sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. For he has saved me from all trouble. and my eye has looked with satisfaction upon my enemies.